Radio Headspace is brought to you by Quince. The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. I just ordered the gorgeous European linen smoked midi dress in navy, and I cannot wait to get my hands on it. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/radioheadspace for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/radioheadspace to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/radioheadspace.
You know, some people enjoy composing their own music, chord by chord, and others are happiest when they come across that one perfect song. Work is not a lot different than that. Whether you prefer building your own workflow or using a pre-made template, with Monday.com, you and the team can work in a way that's comfortable for everyone. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com and build your own amazing workflow or find an awesome template. No judgment.
Hi, it's Eve here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. I wanted to spend some time today talking about how mindfulness can support our use of technology. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone when I say that my use of technology has really increased over the past couple of years, as we've spent so much more time in front of our screens. And I don't think I realize how much it impacted me until I couldn't find my phone the other day, and it really made me panic. It wasn't just the inconvenience factor of potentially losing my phone. I realized I've been developing a pretty unhealthy relationship with it. Living away from my family, I think, also plays a role. I feel like if I don't have my phone, I might miss something from them or not be available if there is news. This really stems from when my dad passed away very suddenly. So whilst there are some valid reasons for feeling like I need my phone close, I still needed to address my reaction to it because it wasn't that healthy. With so much technology around us, it's really easy to forget that ultimately we get to define our relationship with it. And my intention in talking about this topic today is not to scare us into getting rid of our phones and computers. That would not be helpful at all. But instead, to look at ways to use it more mindfully. And one of those is recognizing when it's not making us feel good and if it's impacting our mental health. So I don't think I'm alone in having developed some bad habits. And one of those habits is to react to every little thing, every sound, every vibration from my phone or computer. We're so primed for the ping of a text message or an alert, and it can leave us in a constant state of distraction as we switch between so many things. And this can have a big impact cognitively. It can tire us and wear us down. So something I'm trying out right now is turning off all notifications. Now, this might seem like a drastic thing to do, but it's amazing the difference it makes. I can still see if someone has messaged or called, but I'm not reacting to every single ping or buzz. And if you're worried about missing something, you can check in with your phone every hour, or if that's too much, every 30 minutes. This way, you control when you are checking, instead of your phone controlling every move you'll make. Now, it would be amiss not to talk about social media, as that is one of the biggest draws of our attention regarding our devices. Social media has many positive attributes. However, it can exemplify feelings of low self-esteem or of comparing and contrasting ourselves to others. That is not to say don't use it, but if you find it's impacting your mood or is increasing feelings of low self-esteem, it might be a sign to reduce your usage. So perhaps give yourself one or two times a day where you use social media. Instead of just filling time scrolling on Instagram, perhaps try doing a 5-minute meditation or a mindfulness exercise, or start a hobby, something that brings you joy. And finally, consider setting some tech breaks in your week. This could be after work for a couple of hours, or even just 1 hour. Put all screens and devices away and spend time doing something you enjoy on your own or with a family member. Of course, I know that Headspace is accessed through our app. But again, I want to stress that technology is not bad, and doing something that might support your mental health is really good. So the next time you reach for your email as soon as you wake up, maybe take some time to take care of your mind and practice meditation instead. I hope this was helpful. These are not rules. But if you find that technology is impacting you, perhaps try some of these out and see how it feels to be back in charge. Thanks so much for joining me. Take care, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.
Hi everyone, it's Dora. If you like Radio Headspace, I have a feeling you will love Dear Headspace. Dear Headspace is our weekly talk show featuring each mindfulness teacher from Radio Headspace and our wonderful host, Robin. We're answering your questions and sharing our unique perspectives on life, relationships, and just about everything else. You can find it on the Headspace app or wherever you listen to podcasts. Happy listening, friends.